Attributes of God's Law, February 2. The Law of God is Perfect. The Law of the Lord is Perfect, Converting the Soul, Psalm 19:7. The laws which God gave His ancient people were wiser, better, and more humane than those of the most civilized nations of the earth. The laws of the nations bear marks of the infirmities and passions of the unrenewed heart, but God's law bears the stamp of the divine. Says the psalmist, the law of the Lord is perfect. How wonderful in its simplicity, its comprehensiveness and perfection is the law of Jehovah. It is so brief that we can easily commit every precept to memory, and yet so far-reaching as to express the whole will of God and to take cognizance not only of the outward actions but of the thoughts and intents, the desires and emotions of the heart. Human laws cannot do this. They can deal with the outward actions only. A man may be a transgressor and yet conceal his misdeeds from human eyes. He may be a criminal, a thief, a murderer, or an adulterer, but so long as he is not discovered, the law cannot condemn him as guilty. The law of God is simple and easily understood. If the children of men would, to the best of their ability, obey this law, they would gain strength of mind and power of discernment to comprehend still more of God's purposes and plans. And this advancement would be continued, not only during the present life, but during eternal ages. For however far he may advance in the knowledge of God's wisdom and power, there is always an infinity beyond. Since the law of the Lord is perfect, every variation from it must be evil. Obedience was the only condition upon which ancient Israel was to receive the fulfillment of the promises that made them the highly favored people of God, and obedience to that law will bring as great blessings to individuals and nations now as it would have brought to the Hebrews.